it's far more broad. It gives the authority to not the president, but the Secretary of Commerce to make a determination that a communications technology platform, something like TikTok, constitutes a security risk and could allow them to ban it. It's roughly a 55 or so page bill with the details on what this bill would specifically do, which is give that authority to the Department of Commerce. The defense from the senators who introduced it today was that TikTok constitutes, in their words, a security risk, one the U.S. must address. They believe this legislation is the best way to do it. Let's listen.
Even with the statements in TikTok that somehow Chinese engineers are not getting access to that American data, they are. And we have seen an authoritarian regime that literally changed Chinese law in 2016 that requires that any company based in China, their number one responsibility is not to their customers, not to their shareholders. It is to the Communist Party of China.
And the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, also telling reporters that he feels that TikTok constitutes a security risk, effectively saying it's a backdoor into your phone. Another reason why this bill is notable, it has bipartisan support. Six Democrats and six Republicans are co-sponsoring this legislation right out of the gate.
And Mark Warner spent 20 years in telecom, so he knows what he's talking about on this. Have we heard from TikTok, and does the bill stand a chance of becoming law?
We've reached out to TikTok to see if they have a response to this latest piece of legislation. They've been in the business of responding to a number of these pieces of legislation, either on the House side or now back on the Senate side. They did send a statement right before this was released, but we haven't heard anything from them on the Restrict Act specifically. They said, a U.S. ban on TikTok is a ban on the export of American culture and values to the billion-plus people who use our service worldwide. The White House also putting out a statement showing support for this new measure. The National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan saying in a statement, this bill presents a systematic framework for addressing technology-based threats to the security and safety of Americans. We look forward to continuing working with both Democrats and Republicans in the bill and urging Congress to act quickly to send it to the president's desk. Now, by no means is this bill a done deal, Dell, but certainly the fact that it has this bipartisan support, somewhat unlike the previous legislation, is a step in the direction of this bill becoming law. The biggest question, though, is whether Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, is going to be willing to take up this legislation. It already appears like it has the backing of the White House. The question is now, can it pass Congress?
Scripps News congressional correspondent Nathaniel Reed on Capitol Hill. Nate, as always, thank you very much. Bad news tonight for anyone looking to take out a new mortgage or watching their 401k. Fed Chair Jerome Powell telling Congress what we can expect. He says we can expect more rate hikes, higher than once expected. Scripps News economics correspondent Bianca Fascini has the latest.
Hey, Dell. Lots of economic news this week, starting with today's testimony from Fed...